like again to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Again, we shall be reading out of the seventh chapter. The seventh chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at verse 24, the Bible reads, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these things, the sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Supporting scripture coming from 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 9 through 11 reads, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." On the basis of these verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. Be careful where you build your house. Be careful where you build your house. And how many of you know that it's good to be blessed by the best? And even when you're in a position where you really don't seem like you're worthy of all of the blessings and the mercy and how God has looked beyond our faults just to bless our every need. And because God is such a mighty good God, we give him the praises this morning. We thank God this morning. We thank God for those that are working with our young people this morning, hoping and praying that a seed will be planted deep within their souls, that they can even know and sing the same song that we just sang. The Lord is blessing them right now. So many times we are worried about our young people when all we got to do is just put them in the hands of the mighty God. The same God that brought us over to so many toils and trials and tribulations. The same God that was there with us when we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves. That same God loves us this morning. That same God lets the sun shine. That same God allows it to rain. And every now and again in our lives, we got to experience a little rainfall. We got to have some good days and we got to have some bad days. But it's just a good thing just to have a mind to tell God thank you. We only hear by the goodness and the mercy of God in this great household of worship. And we come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We come to allow the Spirit of God to stir up the gifts that God has implanted within us. How many of you know that there's a gift in you? And every now and again, you got to let that gift go. If you hold on to it, God can't use it when you hold on to it, but you got to just share the gift. You got to share your love. You got to share those things that God has given to us. And we got to learn how to love one another, not only those that are on that pew that you're sitting on, but all over the whole church. We got to love one another as God has told us to. If we want to be where God wants us to be, we got to understand that it's all based on the power of love. When we consider this morning the struggles and the heartaches that we have gone through in our lives, we realize that there are still so many of us that can say, "I am a survivor." And I thank God for all of our brothers and sisters that realize that we can make it. We serve a great God. We serve a God that can do anything but fail. But so many times we are so concerned about those that are less fortunate so far away. But we got to know that right here in the United States of America, there are those persons that are experiencing what we call the modern day famine. We have those that are going without. We have those that don't have the necessities of life. And we got to understand that it's not all the way across the sea. It's right here in our neighborhood. Seniors that are being forced to choose between medication or food. We got to understand that we are living in some very crucial times. Unemployment continues to rise. Homelessness and sickness is all over the land. Crime and, yes, even hate. But I come to tell you this morning to reassure you that God is still in control. We serve a God that realizes that everybody that say they love you don't love you. We serve a God that was right there when doors have been closed in your face. But I come to tell you that that door that got closed in your face that time, there was another door behind that door. If you just be persistent enough to say, I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to keep on keeping on until I get what I want. You got to have a mind that if I want to be blessed by the best, I got to hold on and hold out. Because sometimes he don't come in my time. He come in his own time. We so many times say the Lord will come when in his own time, and he's always on time because he's an on-time God. But how many of you know that there are times when we wonder, Lord, where are you? We begin to ask God, Lord, when are you coming to see about me? We began to remind God, you said, if I live right, if I do this, if I do that, that you do this. And I believe that God is always true to his promise. Don't you know there are times when you've been weak that you don't realize that God is the one that is making you strong? Now, I wonder, is anybody in here this morning that need to tell the enemy, not today, devil. You're not getting my joy today. See, every day is a new day, and every day, I don't care what you got in your mind, the enemy got something else in store for you. But you got to have a positive mindset. You got to believe that I don't care what I got to go through today, I'm going to be in control of my destiny because I'm going to lay my destiny in the hands of a mighty God. And I don't care what the enemy throw my way, he's not going to trap me up this time. How many of you know every time you try to get a little bit higher, the devil try to knock your feet off and under you. Every time you get a little closer to God, the devil try to push you right back. But how many of you know that all you got to do is just keep on keeping on? Paul said it like this, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, forgetting those things that are behind me. So many times we get caught up in our yesterdays and we got to learn how to let yesterday go. I thank God for my yesterday. It's a beautiful day yesterday, but yesterday is already gone. But the Bible says this is the day that the Lord God has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad to be in the house? I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the house and feel the power of a mighty God. I thank God even for the prayers that are going up right now. Even though I may be talking, there's somebody in the house right now that is praying my strength in the Lord. There's somebody that's praying that, Lord, bless that child. Somebody is praying, God, let that message hit where it needs to hit. Because this word is not going out void. It is for somebody in the house this morning. I can feel the power of the mighty God moving even now. And I heard the word of God say that you got to be more than a hearer of the word. You also got to be a doer of the word. To hear it and let it go don't do you any good. But when you hear the word and you start to respond on the word of God, you will find that you will get power from on high. You got to learn that life is not about all of those material things. Some of us get caught up into having material things. Some of us believe that if I got all of these riches or I got all of these things, that everything is going to be all right. But I come to tell you, it don't matter what side of the track you grew up on. All you got to do is learn how to grow up. I believe that Paul said that when I was a child, I thought like a child. I understood like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We got to learn how to put away our petty indifferences that hinders us from reaching the kingdom of God. If we ought to be a great people, we got to learn how to join our forces together. And I'm not talking about joining our forces together in battle. Because I heard somebody say the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's anyway. And I found out that all I got to do is go down on bended knees. Talk to the Lord our God and tell the Lord all about your troubles. God is a God that hears and understands everything that you're going through. As I bring you this warning of caution this morning, be careful where you build your house. There may not be as many houses being built today as there was in time past. But all over the land, there's a house being built somewhere. Family home, a vacation home, real estate homes for profit, homes inland and homes that are on the ocean front, homes on the lake front. We like to sometimes get out there by the water, and we got to be very careful. They tell me that when you build your home by the ocean, that it's a tendency that it is not going to last always. And we ought to be very careful. When we began to think about where we are going to build our house, we began to look around, and we even may get a real estate agent to look here and to look there. And we want to get that house in the very right place. And we got to know that it's more than just putting up walls. The carpenter and the contractor's got to know something about specifications. And there got to be inspections done. There got to be appraisals done. And everything got to follow a particular code. And you just can't throw some walls up and say, that's my house. Somebody got to go in there and inspect that thing and realize that it's safe for anybody to live on the inside. But I come to tell you this morning that we get caught up too much in where we live. Be careful where you build your house. And some of us get so caught up in our earthly house that we forgot that this world is not our home. And I stopped by to tell you this morning that I'm not concerned about where you lay your head. I'm not concerned about the house that you live in on whatever street it's on. I don't care whether it's inland or whether it's right there by the ocean. I come to tell you that I'm more concerned about that house where God lives on the inside. The Bible says, Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 6. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? The Bible says that ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So that lets us know that everything already belongs to God. Sometimes we act like we're doing God a favor when we tell God, thank you, Jesus. We act like we're doing God a favor when we get on the choir and sing a song. But we ought to be glad to open up our mouth for the Lord. And we ought to be glad to let God believe deal down on the inside of us, and we ought to be glad to hear the presence of the Almighty God. You are bought with a price, and that price wasn't a cheap price. I come to tell you that the blood of the Lamb paid for every one of us this morning. God's Spirit teaches us and keeps us. It's not that we get more of God's Spirit, but the Spirit of God need to get more of us. Might need to say that again. Because sometimes we pray, Lord, give me more of your power. Lord, give me more spirit. The spirit is already in there. You got to acknowledge the spirit, the presence of God's spirit. Then you got to utilize that spirit into doing what God would have you to do and follow the spirit other than the flesh. Now, the spirit is trapped into this temple that God has created for us. And in this temple, it's surrounded by your flesh. The flesh is sin, for the flesh is nasty. But when you think about what's down on the inside, I thank God for the blood that flows through my veins. I thank God for being a God that realized that my blood didn't mean anything without his precious blood. And when I think about the blood of the Lamb, I realize that God continues to make a way out of no way. We got to understand sometimes that we get mad and we get tired of doing and doing and doing. But the Bible declares, be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You can't give up on doing what God would have you to do. Just because everybody don't want to go along, that don't mean that you got to sit down on the pew of do nothing. I stopped by to tell you this morning that it's time for us to believe in the power of God. When I look here in the word of God, the Bible says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. We are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man that take heed how he build thereon. See, I'm right here worshiping in the house of God. And I'm laboring in the vineyard of the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church. But I had a pastor by the name of Dr. F.D. Betts that laid down the foundation a long time ago. When I came along, all I'm doing is building on that same foundation. But I realized that we got our gift from the same source. The same God that called Dr. Betts called me. The same God that called me called them. And the same God that qualifies us, he will qualify any whomsoever he will. Last week we talked about whosoever. And I thank God this morning that I'm still one of the whosoevers. But I stop by to tell you that if you are building on any other foundation than the foundation of Jesus the Christ, then you are in jeopardy of failing in this life. You got to believe that if you're going to stand for what's right, if you're going to do what God would have you to do,
You got to have a solid foundation. The only way you're going to get that foundation is to trust in the power of God. You can't trust in the power of God unless you get to know God. How are you going to get to know God? Well, I come to tell you, all you got to do is open up your heart. All you got to do is hear what thus said the Lord our God. I stopped by to tell somebody that God is real. And if you love God, God will tell you everything that you need to do. I want to know that anybody want to build up your house. I come to tell you that this house of mine, every now and again, it began to get a little lean. And every time it leaned, I realized that I'm not over yet. I heard somebody say, if this earth were tabernacle, were desired to have another building of God, not made by the hand of man. But I thank God that I serve a mighty God, a God that sits high and he looks down low. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you better believe that God knows everything that you do. The Bible says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. You see, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, it's one thing to say you love God, but it's another thing to act like you love God. We got to realize that love is what love does. And if you say that you love the Lord our God, then you got to learn how to trust in the power of his word. Anybody love the word of God this morning? I thank God for Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus learned how to tell us a parable and give us an example of what we need to do. If you want more understanding of what I'm trying to tell you this morning, I want to tell you, you better be careful where you build your house. Therefore, if anybody hear these sayings of mine, if you do what God say do, it's just like being a wise man that built his house upon a rock. If you build your house on the rock, I don't care how strong the wind blow. I don't care if a tornado come. I don't care if a hurricane come. If you're on the solid rock of Christ Jesus, God is able this morning to hold you right there in that spot. I don't care how strong the wind blow. It might blow you down to the right, and it might blow you down the other side. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, somebody's able to say, I got my feet planted by the rivers of the water. But everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and refuse to do what God say do, you are just like a foolish man that built his house on the sand. When you build your foundation on the sand, it don't have anything to hold it up. And every time the wind blows, every time it rains or flood, you're going to lose some ground up under your household. But when you begin to lose ground, you got to learn how to call on the name of Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You better be careful where you build your house. I want to build my house on a solid foundation. I want to build my house on the name of Jesus. I heard that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue has to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I want to know whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? Do you have another building that's not been made by hand? Do you have your house in order? Do you know that your house is able to stand? If you cannot stand this morning, I want to let you know that if you want to be able to stand in a time such as this, you got to have Jesus Christ as your foundation. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. And once you lay down the foundation, there's some folk like one level, some folk like two levels, some folk like a three level. I thank God for whatever I got. But I want to let you know that you can't put three levels on a no good foundation. You got to have a solid foundation. And as you build on the foundation, you can go higher and higher. And all you got to do is just ask God, give me a little more power, and you can go higher and higher. Anybody want to go higher? Anybody want to be what God would have him to be? I stopped by to tell you this morning, be careful when you build your house. Don't be a foolish man, but be a wise man and say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Anybody want to go to Jesus? Anybody got God on their mind? I stopped by to tell you this morning to trust the word of God. God's word is a keeper. It is a drawer. And it is a deliverer this morning. All you got to do is trust the power of God. But you got to be careful where you build your house. Your body is a temple of God. So when you get ready to build up the temple, be careful where you build it up at. See, sometimes we go here and there and we listen to all kinds of stuff. And if you don't have a true understanding of his word, then all that other stuff will get you all mixed up. There's so many folks that tell you what you can't do when all you got to do is read the Bible. And Jesus will tell you what you can and cannot do. See, man has told us that a lot of things that we can't do, that Jesus didn't have nothing to do with that. We just messed it up for ourselves. But if you want to read the word for yourself, trust the Bible for yourself. Never depend on nobody else. You depend on the Spirit and the power of a mighty God. Do know this morning that wherever you build your house, if it's not on the foundation of Jesus, it's not going to last forever. We got to understand this morning that when Jesus laid that foundation, then whatever we bring to the table, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. You can bring it and put it on the Lord, and he can hold it up. Have you ever seen a leaning tower? Did you ever get to a place where, you know, those of us that say, I'm not what I used to be. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I know what it is now to lean on the power of God. How many of you know that God won't let you fall? I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done, what you might be going through. God won't let you fall. But you got to allow him to be your foundation. If you let him be the foundation, then you can build your house wherever you want to build it. There are some folk that say, I wouldn't live by the ocean for nothing. Some of you won't live by it because you can't afford it. Some of you won't live by it because you don't have the faith in your God that he's going to take care of you, even through the storm and the rain. There are times when we know that good old common sense may tell you it's time to get out of Dodge. So you use that common sense and get out of Dodge. But just think about all the other days, the sunny days and the wonderful days that you enjoy. That place of abode with your family. But then that one day of tragedy. Think about your life this morning. Every one of us have had good days and bad days. And I guarantee you, I don't care how many bad days you had, your good days outweigh your bad days. But have you ever thought about, if it wasn't for experiencing a bad day, you really wouldn't know how to appreciate a good day? That's what makes you appreciate having peace of mind, having everything sort of to go your way. But how many of you know every day things are not going to go your way? And on the days that they don't go your way, remember God, still God. He's unchanging. He knows what you're going through. God wants you to know that if you build your hope on him, then everything in your life will work out. That's all I'm saying this morning. Where will you build your house? Will it be on a rock or will it be in the sand? But the bottom line is, we're talking about your body, your soul. Will you allow God to come in and give you the strength that you need?